This event dates back to 2009 when the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce began it as a quarterly event. But Jim Rhodes, now in his fifth year as conference director, says it eventually morphed into the annual event of today.
After a period of time, the person in the chamber that was heading that up left, and IT Gulf Coast stepped in and offered to partner with the chamber to handle the programming for the event, and it became an annual event at that time. Since that time, the chamber has splintered, and Florida West has basically taken up that partnership.
Generally speaking, this year's I-10 Wired event will be somewhat different than last year's. Rhodes says part of that is the emerging technology over the past 12 months, but also because the planning team makes it a point to make it different.
We try to change it up every year and avoid a cookie-cutter approach to it. The range of speakers we have, the types of events we have going on besides the breakout sessions, it's just something new. We try to keep it fresh and something for people to look forward to each year.
Topics for Geeks on the Beach, as they describe the event, include cybersecurity, InfoSec, MarTech, MedTech, and artificial intelligence. Rhodes also points to the lineup of guest speakers.
We had Jamie Grant from House of Representatives coming back. He was there last year, he gave a really great speech on the tech community. Adam Ellie, who is a vice president of cybersecurity for Walmart. He's also a former resident of the area. He grew up here. He's coming to give a talk on cybersecurity as well.
We're trying to make the programming and bring in expert subject matter experts on a very wide range of topics so that if you're a technology professional that you can get a deep dive into a subject that is specific to your line of work.
Kelly Reeser is director of entrepreneurial development for Florida West, the Economic Development Alliance serving the Western Panhandle. One of the topics is master today's technology, prepare for tomorrow's.
And then we also, if you're a manager of individuals who work in the technology field, or maybe you're a small business owner and IT is a little bit foreign to you, we've got topics in our breakout sessions that can appeal to all of those audiences.
One of the more popular subjects, the I-10 Job Fair, returns for a second year. Jim Rhodes says firms such as H2 Performance, Navy Federal, AppRiver, CSRA, and Tech Systems will have representatives to speak about career opportunities.
Our inaugural job fair was last year, and we opened that up to the public and actually found out that the space we had reserved for it was a little too small. So this year we're putting it in the main ballroom and putting the word out on the street that it's coming back bigger and better. Hopefully we'll see at least as many participate, if not more.
A basic fact about I-10 Wired and other such events is that you can't put them on without some type of sponsorship. Florida West Kelly Reeser says the business community in the Panhandle has really jumped on board.
A topic that we will be discussing and that you'll hear kind of permeating the conversation in the rooms is how do we build a sustainable technology community in Northwest Florida? And the sponsors are a huge part of that because they're not only voting for that with their presence, they're voting for that with their dollars, and they're saying, how can we be a part of building that technology community?
Among the panel discussions is women and technology, and that comes on the heels of a recent memo from a Google engineer since fired, questioning women's abilities in that field. Reeser says it's important for a student to look at the workforce in their chosen career path and see themselves.
We are allowing those individuals to share their stories. What were the challenges that they faced, potentially as either a minority or a woman in a predominantly male space? What were the challenges that you faced? How'd you overcome those? And what nuggets of wisdom would you give to those coming for future careers?
The summit runs from October 9th through the 11th. Conference Director Jim Rhodes was asked what he hopes participants will take home on October 12th.
One of the main goals that I've always strived for when we're planning this event is just to help showcase what is in the area. Those that are studying in the field of technology and innovation will see that there's opportunities right here. They don't necessarily need to leave for the bigger venues, that they can be amazed by what is right here that they can find opportunity with.
More information on this year's I-10 Wired can be found at floridawesteda.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.